One of Russian President Vladimir Putin's goals to prevent further expansion of the NATO military alliance seems to fail. Hungary is sending a delegation to Sweden and Finland starting Tuesday to discuss their entry into NATO. Both nations want to join amid concerns that Russia's invasion of Ukraine will spread to other countries. Hungary is the last European Union member state expected to ratify NATO expansion, despite its disagreements with Sweden and Finland. Both Nordic countries criticized the Hungarian government's perceived violations of the rule of law and democratic standards. After Hungary, only Turkey will have to ratify the NATO expansion, with Finland expected to be the first to join the alliance. Russia views the NATO move as a further threat to its security, but the West says the enlargement may not have happened without Moscow invading Ukraine. Yet there were no signs Monday that the Russian invasion would end quickly, despite a rapidly increasing death toll. US and other Western officials now estimate that the number of total casualties on the Russian side, including dead and wounded, is approaching 200,000. But many thousands are also believed to have died on the Ukrainian side. If confirmed, it would make this Europe's bloodiest conflict since World War II, even surpassing the horrors of the Balkan Wars in the 1990s. Moscow has acknowledged significant losses, but last reported accumulated casualties of under 6,000 by September. Many troops and civilians have died around the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, where fierce fighting continued Monday. Yet with NATO rapidly expanding and recent losses on the battlefield, Moscow appeared to view the Battle of Bakhmut as a way to regain at least some territory in Ukraine. However, with the conflict and its trenches increasingly resembling World War I, calls for peace talks or a ceasefire have become even louder. China is the latest big power to have presented a plan for peace talks, but Ukraine's chief negotiator David Arakamiya remains skeptical.
The good sign is China started to feel that they also need to participate in some kind of, you know, mitigation of the war. Because before, if you took a look for a year, they tried to pretend that nothing happened. So it's a good sign that in their ideas or concepts, they're saying that we have to obey United Nations statute, you know, which has to respect the legal borders of the country. So it plays for us. The bad sign, I think, is that there was no single word about a call to Russian troops to go back.
Even if Russia wins the Battle of Bakhmut, Moscow has little to celebrate. The eastern Ukrainian city has been mostly reduced to rubble during the longest and bloodiest battle of the invasion, and much more fighting awaits exhausted troops on both sides. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.